Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. The state government has announced a $39 million cash splash for WA's Child Development Service. Majority of the funds will go towards boosting staff numbers. The government is hoping to fill 100 roles in the coming years, including psychologists and speech pathologists. The Transport Minister says the state government is doing what it can to resolve supply issues impacting our supermarkets. The opposition has raised concerns, with many shelves still empty more than a week after the Trans-Australia Railway line reopened after being cut off due to extensive flooding in the goldfields. Rita Saffiotti says, unfortunately, a lot of the rail line goes through other states and is out of WA's control.
We'll continue to lobby and work with the federal government to see how we can improve the resilience of the east-west rail line.
While the Premier has announced a $67 million injection for the Kimberley for a range of infrastructure upgrades. It's designed to boost the region's resilience after being hit by a number of catastrophic weather events in recent years. The projects include widening the Brooking Channel Bridge in Fitzroy Crossing to a dual lane. Vice Admiral David Johnston has been named Australia's new Defence Chief. He's set to replace General Angus Campbell, who served in the role since 2018. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has paid tribute to the outgoing Chief, recognising the extraordinary service he's provided.
When he steps down, General Angus Campbell will have been the longest ever serving Chief of the Defence Force.
In sport, West Coast, Tom Barras has described last weekend's clash with the Swans as a great step forward despite going down by 26 points. The defender says there were some positive changes in the side.
We managed to sustain it for a number of quarters against a good side and had a few fundamental breakdowns late, which is how footy should go.
And Melbourne's Cozzie Pickett will try his luck at the tribunal this afternoon, challenging a one-match suspension over a bump on Adelaide's Jake Soligo.